From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. North Korea launched another intercontinental ballistic missile Friday, the second launch in just a few weeks. Pentagon spokesman, Navy Captain Jeff Davis.
We detected and tracked a single North Korea missile launch. We assessed that this was an ICBM. This is a launch that had been expected.
Davis said the missile flew in excess of 40 minutes and traveled about 1,000 kilometers laterally before splashing down into the Sea of Japan, about 163 kilometers from Hokkaido, Japan's second largest island. Russia's foreign ministry said Friday it is imposing countermeasures on the U.S. in response to new sanctions approved Thursday by Congress. VOA's Philip Alexio.
A ministry statement said it's proposing that the U.S. bring the number of diplomatic and technical staff working in the U.S. Embassy in Moscow and the Consulates General in exact accordance with the number of Russian diplomats and technical staff in the U.S. That would bring the number of U.S. diplomats and staff to 455 and would need to be completed by the end of August. Russian President Vladimir Putin's spokesman assured that the Russian leader had personally approved today's foreign ministry decision. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
British infant Charlie Gard, who was the center of an intense debate over children's rights and health care, died in a hospice facility Friday after his life support systems were removed. Gard was 11 months old and suffered from a rare genetic disease, which rendered him unable to see, hear, move, breathe, cry, or swallow. He was one of only 16 confirmed cases worldwide. The decision to end the baby's life came Thursday after Gard's parents and Great Ormond Street Hospital in London failed to agree to an end-of-life care plan. This is VOA News. Pakistan's Supreme Court on Friday toppled Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif, who resigned after the court ruled he was unfit to hold office and ordered a criminal investigation into his family over corruption allegations. Miriam Aurangzeb, the information minister for Sharif's government, spoke following the decision.
Pakistan ka koi bhi wazir-e-azam ho.
No matter who becomes the prime minister in the hearts of the Pakistani people will always be Mohammad Nawaz Sharif. Mohammad Nawaz Sharif, who is prime minister for the third time, has no need for the chair of the prime minister. Mohammad Nawaz Sharif is a historical fact, an icon who cannot be stopped from serving the Pakistani people.
The court also dismissed Finance Minister Ishaq Dar, one of Sharif's closest allies, who has been credited with steering the economy to its fastest pace of growth in a decade. Following protests, tensions ran high on Friday as prayers were held at a disputed Jerusalem holy place that is sacred to both Muslims and Jews. From Jerusalem, Robert Berger reports.
The muezzin summoned Muslims to Friday prayers at the Mosque of Al-Aqsa in Jerusalem's Old City as thousands of Israeli police and soldiers deployed amid fears of violent protests by Palestinians. And outside of minor disturbances, fears of mass Palestinian unrest did not materialize. Tensions have soared in Jerusalem the last 2 weeks since Israel installed metal detectors and cameras at the Al-Aqsa Mosque in response to the killing of two Israeli policemen there by Arab gunmen. Palestinians refused to enter the compound through Israeli security and on the streets held tense prayer protests, which at times turned into riots. Robert Berger for VOA News.
Colombia said Friday it will grant temporary legal status to more than 150,000 Venezuelans who entered the country illegally and overstayed their visas due to deteriorating political and economic crisis in their home country. The protection will be valid for up to 2 years. A Spanish commuter train crashed into a buffer early Friday at a station in northeastern Barcelona, tossing passengers to the floor and sending 53 people to the hospital. 56 people in all received medical attention. But by evening, authorities say only 12 passengers remained in the hospital. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.